I don't think so.
Anne-Marie's looking at paper.
That's a right morning time.
Better than the flu.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
Consent agenda A03-13. President Carson Page.
Rebecca Wagner.
Aiden Noble.
President and item one, Lamar Burton, Los Angeles. Item 1A, for comments from the public. Are there any members of the public who comment in Carson Page?
No, going forward.
Anyone in Las Vegas? No one coming forward. Item 2A is Marshall Park General Counsel's office.
Item 2A is the pending and proposed legislation item, and in the past 15 minutes there has not been any updates, so General Counsel still has no updates to provide at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Weir. Item 3A, Ms. Jackson.
Thank you, Chairman. Item 3A is just the update on the administrative fines by docket. This report is as of March 31st. And the commission has imposed approximately $425,000 in fines. We've collected roughly half, $232,000, and we have an outstanding balance of approximately
$193,000. Okay, any discussion?
No, thank you.
I have nothing.
I don't like to
suggest
item 3B.
Item 3B is an update regarding our 2013 through 2015 biennium budget. Our budget did close on April 24th in both of the money committees. Don't get too anxious because we didn't ask for anything, so we didn't get anything. The budget did include, however, a budget amendment that was submitted by the budget office, specifically to increase the mill assessment from 2.42 mills to 2.53 mills, and this was as a result of the governor reducing the furlough days from 6 days to 3 days for fiscal year 2014, and then eliminating all furlough days beginning in fiscal year 2015, and also as a result of reinstating the merit pay beginning in fiscal year 2015. So keep in mind, this is just a budgeting number. Doesn't have anything to do with the commission setting the actual mill assessment rate in June. And this 2.53 mil does put us within our optimum reserve levels for both years of the biennium.
Any discussion?
I have nothing.
I have nothing.
And I have nothing either. Thank you, Jackson. Item 3C.
Item 3C is an update with respect to our lease negotiations. As you may recall, our lease is scheduled to expire May 31st. And since our last discussion in December, Buildings and Grounds has been negotiating with our landlord. And they are proposing a lease term of 120 months, 10 years, which would include tenant improvements as follows. It would include replacement of all the existing windows in the building with a low E glass standard, which is superior for energy savings and energy efficiency. There are 33 sets of windows, and the windows meet the Energy Star standards and have a lifetime glass breakage warranty. In addition to that, we would receive new exterior doors. They've already replaced the north and south doors, and so the east entrance door is still needing to be replaced. New carpeting would be installed pretty much throughout the building, with the exception of areas that were carpeted within the last few years. We would also get new paint. The tenant improvements are roughly between $200,000 and $250,000. The windows alone are about $208,000. And Buildings and Grounds suggest locking into the lease for 10 years. They have inflationary concerns if we were to do a shorter period of time. And they also don't feel that doing a shorter lease term would avail anything for us to go into sooner than the 10 years. We're looking at about $1.38 per square foot with a 3% escalator every other year thereafter. We're currently paying about $1.326 per square foot. The square foot amount is consistent with the market rate given the tenant improvements that I just mentioned. This would be an increase of about $15,000 per month for the first 2 years, and it would require a work program since we are budgeted at the old lease rate. And just to note, the landlord has already put in about $11,000 into the building of recent, hoping that we would stay. The lease is still the same with respect to utilities, janitorial, maintenance, etc., all being included in the square footage cost. With that said, I would suggest we proceed with the 10-year and go with the tenant improvements as Buildings and Grounds has suggested, and I'd appreciate any feedback from the commission.
Any discussion?
I have a lot to consider. But I did want to ask, there's nothing in the tenant improvements regarding the ductwork. We continue to have that lousy HVA system. I know that was improved, but yeah, it's problematic for the Batcave, and I can imagine also in the commission. But
the negotiations currently don't include anything with respect to the ductwork. And you are correct, the HVAC system, I think, was replaced within the last 5 years. So hopefully with the efficiency with respect to the windows, that may help, you know, to hopefully keep heat in, cold out, cold in, heat out, depending on the season. So you are correct, that doesn't include anything with revamping that. That would be a major overhaul of the building to do that.
Okay, I think it's disappointing that we have to stay here, but I'm not going to last 10 years.
I don't have anything. As long as I can keep my air purifier.
Do the windows open?
Nope, no operable windows. There we are. The state really doesn't support windows that open. There's security reasons. Also, you know, if they were to be left open, we could get little creatures flying in and or dust or pollen. So that's off the table. Risk management will not allow any of the windows to open. And I would be fearful that someone would try to push the executive director out her window if it were to open. So
you can only do this.
Oh, I can fit.
You know, Crystal, the only thing, and I think I probably know the answer to this already, but when people walk in and the receptionist office is like over down the hall and over around, I mean, is there any of a possibility for discussion of doing some sort of remodeling of that area so when people walk in, you actually have a receptionist area, or that's just never going to happen?
You know, I don't believe that has been specifically discussed as part of these negotiations. Are you envisioning keeping reception where it is and just kind of changing the way that it's set up, or are you thinking moving reception to another portion?
I think one of the things that Principal Las Vegas, when people walk in the doors, the first thing they see is reception, and they can get sort of assistance right away. I mean, most of the old time reception office kind of know where everything is now. I know we did have some security concerns a little bit ago with regards to just the layout and having people have an idea of where things were. So I don't know if we'd ever actually thought about the possibility, even if the building management would allow us to do some sort of remodel that would basically take that whole front lobby area and turn it into a reception area.
I can ask.
I don't know. I mean, it's just something that stayed in my mind for a while.
Donna mentions one thing, and that is that open area, because you have the two doors both north and south, it gets very, very cold. Maybe with our energy efficient windows, it might help with that. But and that probably would be a pretty major undertaking to do a remodel such as that in that open area. But you know, it's something we can certainly ask about. I think that, you know, part of the security concerns we did mitigate, you know, with the lock of the main commission area, you know, the keypad. So I think that has helped some.
Well, it is sort of an awkward area because you've got people coming through the north and south doors. It's sort of a, it's kind of thoroughfare for just general traffic.
Right.
I understand there's certainly something certainly very awkward about the whole process, but I just throw it out there. If it ever comes up,
okay.
I just think it's
okay, great.
Ready. Item 3D.
I don't have anything further, Chairman. Thank you.
Item 4, and once again, time for comments from public in Las Vegas who would like to make a decision.
Las Vegas or Carson? No one, Carson.
Carson?
No one.
Nobody? Las Vegas? No one. All right. We're adjourned.